This is the 2017 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. Here's Kara Hetland with a rundown of today's top legislative news in Pierre.
The Senate Commerce and Energy Committee has deferred a maternity leave bill to the 41st day. Senate Bill 150 provides up to 4 weeks of paid maternity leave. Mothers earn 1 week of paid leave for every year of full-time work. Opponents say the bill has unknown economic consequences. They say this mandate puts too much strain on small businesses. Supporters say the bill makes workers more productive and help with worker retention. Senator Reynold Nessebar is the bill's main sponsor. He says the bill is about more than money.
We don't always allow employers to do whatever they want. And as I spoke of the other various laws that we have implied, that we do that regularly. And again, I'm confident that businesses have the ability to do this. And so the question really comes back about, how do we do the best for families in this state? How do we do the best for children? How do we do the best for working mothers? And I believe that Senate Bill 150, as currently stated, makes a step in that direction.
The committee also deferred an amendment to include fraternal leave after a child's birth. A 5-1 vote sent the bill to the 41st legislative day. South Dakota's House of Representatives supports a change in the state's penalty for abortion. House Bill 1101 makes it a felony to perform or attempt to perform an abortion when the fetus can feel pain. Right now, that's a misdemeanor. State law says a fetus feels pain at 20 weeks. The measure includes an exception for medical emergencies. State Representative Steve Haugard is the bill's prime sponsor.
It will become consistent with the other statutes that are already in place that address the actual act of abortion, this being specifically an act of abortion for pain-capable children.
State Representative Karen Soley says she questions what the punishment in House Bill 1101 accomplishes. She says lawmakers should focus on helping men and women rescue unwanted pregnancies and help people already born. 58 state representatives support the abortion penalty change. 8 voted against it. State senators can now consider the bill. The South Dakota House is passing a bill that limits gifts public officials can accept from lobbyists. Currently, no rule prevents lobbyists from giving lawmakers money and gifts, though lawmakers insist that's not happening. Representative Larry Roden says House Bill 1073 addresses the major part of initiated Measure 22.
I would say the vast majority of the campaign ads we saw were focused on a perception or the reality that, I guess, that there are unlimited gifts allowed in South Dakota.
The House bill limits gifts from lobbyists to $100 per calendar year and a $75 food and beverage limit per meal. Anyone who knowingly violates the law is guilty of a Class 1 misdemeanor. The bill now heads to the Senate. Legalization of a marijuana product that does not have psychoactive effects heads to the South Dakota Senate floor. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted unanimously to reclassify CBD and to legalize the fiber for medical use pending FDA approval. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has the report.
Senate Bill 95 removes cannabidiol from the state's definition of marijuana. CBD comes from the marijuana plant, but it doesn't make the user high. The sponsor, State Senator Blake Curd, says South Dakota is one of 4 states that does not allow CBD to treat pediatric epilepsy. He says opposition to CBD oil stems from its association with marijuana. Curd says CBD is a preferred alternative to opioids on the market.
Both hydrocodone and oxycodone, which are rampantly abused in our country, are traded illegally through the crime world, and in many cases, unfortunately, result in death from overdose and toxicity. It's often been said that you're more likely to drown in a vat of CBD oil than you are from dying from taking it in any form.
Lawmakers killed a similar bill last year, but now approved Senate Bill 95. However, they added an amendment to legalize CBD pending FDA approval. But proponents say they can't wait that long. George Hendrickson's son has Dravet syndrome. a kind of epilepsy that develops in infants.
Tomorrow can be his last day. Tonight can be his last night. We don't know when it's going to happen. September 2nd, we didn't know September 3rd was going to turn out the way it did. We didn't know that he was going to have to be resuscitated in the helicopter. We had no idea. We could. You can't see it coming. Waiting until 2018 takes all my options away from me.
THC is the psychoactive element of marijuana. This bill does not establish THC for medicine in South Dakota. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.
South Dakota lawmakers will have much less to spend this legislative session. The Joint Committee on Appropriations approved revenue projections that are $25 million less than what the governor had originally projected. The state is seeing lower than expected growth in sales taxes due primarily to a downturn in the agricultural economy and lower tourism revenue over the last year. Governor Dennis Dugard says that's been the case each month for fiscal year 2017.
I have not seen any recovery in the weakness. Every month you've seen since we adopted an estimate and the new year began July 1st, each month showed weakness, and we've seen that weakness continue.
During his budget address, Dugard says the state can make up for a lower-than-expected growth in this fiscal year with a mix of one-time funds and other cost-saving measures. Once February revenue projections are accepted, the legislature must spend within that limit. The Appropriations Committee also voted to lower fiscal year 2018 projections by almost $28 million. The recent Amazon sales tax collections are not included in the revenue estimates.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2017 State House Podcast. For additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting and for more radio news, visit us online at sdpb.org. Additionally, download the free sd.net app on your mobile device. This will keep you up to date with committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting News on Facebook and by following at sdpb news on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.